stronger when together.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by C103, the IBI, and funded by the Commission Naman with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
This week on Ours to Protect, we will speak to a marine environmental charity passionate about saving our seas and sea creatures from plastic pollution through regular fun beach cleaning. Flossie and the Beach Cleaners is a registered marine environmental charity and an ever-growing group of marine enthusiasts. Founded by Harriet Donnelly and her daughter Flossie, they believe that through regular fun beach cleaning, junior and senior school workshops and clean-up events, they can make a real difference whilst educating children in a fun, stress-free way, which Harriet explains.
We kind of like to cover as many Dutch schools around the country as possible, giving free school workshops to the children in positive, kind of happy beach cleaning and climate change education to help them feel they have a future and that the planet isn't all doom and gloom.
Packaging and small items make up 80% of plastic waste around Europe's beaches, with some of the discarded pollutants lasting up to 500 years. Those are some of the findings from the European Environment Agency in 2023, as it warned plastic waste generation in the continent is growing at an even faster pace than economic growth. Flossie and the Beach Cleaners have removed tons of waste over the years.
70% of the planet is covered in water, and the beaches, the plastic pollution that washes up on our beaches and that is in fact just choking our oceans, releases an extreme amount of toxic gases, which unfortunately do an awful lot with not helping towards climate change. So that's why we clean the beach. We want to protect all the marine life. Ireland is covered by some of the most incredible marine life that people wouldn't even know about. So we want to do what we can to protect marine life and save the planet.
Flossie and the Beach Cleaners have a big event taking place this weekend, the Big Weigh-In, which is an annual environmental clean-up event with the goal of collectively removing as much pollution from our rivers, canals, lakes and beaches as possible during the set time.
We have, I think, four locations in Cork where our volunteers are cleaning up, have signed up for clean-ups. So it literally is a case of if you want to join in, we'll be putting up on our social media where the clean-ups are in each county. Otherwise, if you want to get involved on your own, you can just, we've got about 2 days left, you can sign up and we'll send you out your own cleanup pack, your sustainable cleanup pack, which you can reuse to clean wherever you want. And then we weigh the rubbish, take lots of fun photos, and photo anything weird and wonderful, which is most important. And then we post it. And the first year we did it, we got over 4 tons off the island of Ireland. Last year, we had nearly 500 volunteers and got just bizarrely, only just a ton. We thought there'd be a lot more. But this year we know there's going to be a lot more.
Even though we're all much more educated, Harriet believes since the COVID-19 pandemic, climate change and environmental issues are only now returning to the forefront of people's thoughts.
People still kind of have to get back to using single-use, like coffee cups, tea cups, things like that. That's still kind of washing up a bit since the aftermath of COVID. But on the whole, I think genuinely people are... yeah, they're taking their rubbish home or putting it in the right place. Yes, on one hand, there's definitely more people taking their rubbish home with them, and there's definitely more people putting their rubbish by a bin. You know, like, it's actually a very small percentage of people who genuinely leave their rubbish on the beach, because people are like, oh my God, this is terrible, and everyone's doing this tiny percentage, and it's actually getting better and better. Also, the councils are putting more bins out. That's very obvious. But, you know, like, places like Cork and Dublin get a really bad rap because, and Galway as well, because they're you know, cities by the sea. So therefore, public transport is very easy to get to it. Whereas all the little beautiful, tiny country beaches, you have to get there by car. So they get less human pollution, but they get extreme Atlantic trawler fishing boat pollution. So we kind of, on one hand, if you take COVID away, we hardly ever pick a mask up on a beach now, which is a massive relief because the PPE we were picking up was just breaking our hearts.
So what type of litter are Flossie and the Beach Cleaners picking up?
The normal stuff we get, yeah, cigarette butts, wipes. We can pick up in certain places on Clatter Beach in Galway, in Dublin. It's not so bad in Cork under the lights to tell you, but like we could get up 70 kilos of people's wipes, sanitary towels and tampons, which is absolutely vile. Or you could pick up people's pennies, nails, the fake nail auction all over the place. We also get things like people's false teeth. Like men's pants are a very common find on the East Coast, not so much around Cork and the other side. So like those genuinely, I know it sounds mad, they would be very common offenders, along with obviously cans, like takeaway packaging, crisp packets and things like that.
Last year, over 1,000 kgs of rubbish was removed in the big weigh-in, and the charity is hoping to collect even more this year. To learn more about saving our seas and sea creatures from plastic pollution, you can take part in this weekend's big weigh-in. Visit Flossie and the Beach Cleaners online, and also check the show notes of this episode. And we're stronger when
together. Ours to Protect, brought to you by C103, the IBI, and funded by the Commission Naman with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.